the most common question that I get every summer is like, I signed up to say nishmas for this challah and for that one. So like, does it count if I do it twice, if I do it once and this and that? I'm like, you know, if only this is what we were busy with, worrying on this campus. But we're so into the quick fixes and the 40 days of this thing and the 30 days of that thing. And I'm going to do a frashas challah together. And it's going to be a schus for the other one. This, and I'm not making light of it. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. I have no idea. You talk to your local mukubal and they'll explain it all to you. But be it as it may, I think the point that he makes here is bizmanenu, kulam rodfim achar mitzvahs challahs. Everybody wants the quick fix. Why? Because it feels good. I say nishmas 40 days in a row. Yes, the person's going to have a child. Really? I always wondered, do you think your Ribbono Shel Olam is that petty? Do you think the reason why this person doesn't have a child for the 15 years that they're married is because you didn't say nishmas for 40 days in a row? I don't know. Hard for me to believe. Hard for me to imagine such a thing. Now again, what is a schus in Shemaim and what's not? I don't know. Everything is a schus for all of us. What?
Why sit the hill?
Well, of course. So we dive in. Obviously, we dive in and we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. But when we get fixated on these things and we believe that this is it, and this is the only thing, you know, I'll give you another example. Last week, I had a therapist in our neighborhood who called me and said, I have a problem. Can you speak to this couple? I said, what's the problem? He said, the couple doesn't have kids already 7 or 8 years. It's a terrible tzara when somebody goes through that. Shalone da, we shouldn't have to live through such a thing. But many people suffer and struggle with infertility. And this therapist said that she's helping the wife just psychologically, the trauma that she's going through and the embarrassment and the shame. And it's very, very difficult for her. But so I said, so where are they holding? So she said, the husband refuses to go for any treatment. Why do you refuse to go for treatment? Because I believe in our Kodesh Baruch Hu. If the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to have children, he'll give me children. So why should I go for any intervention? It's terrible. It's not what we believe in. It's not what the Rishonim say. It's not what the Gemara says. It's not anything. That's not what a Baal B'Tachon does. It's not the way it works at all. I have to say, Alan Smith from Yom Simcha. Nice to see you. So anyway, so here, we get fixated. I'm not saying tefillah doesn't work. I'm not saying Tehillim and Nishma. Of course these things help. Everything's a schus. Everything should be a schus for us. I remember when I was first married. What time do we? When I was first married, you know, my wife's uncles and aunts live in Borough Park. They're real chassidim. Those are chassidim. So I know, it's funny. So about a month after, whatever, not a month, a couple of months after we got married, one of them was making a bris, and they had called and asked if we would be the kvater. So, you know, everybody knows it's supposed to be a kvater and a bris. So I was very intrigued. You know, it was the first time after we got married that I was asked to be a kvater. I'm like, okay. I asked them what time is davening. Oh, you know, Siddush is Manim, it starts late. I had Seder. I'm like, what am I going to do? Anyway, I asked my father, what am I supposed to do? So my father said, you should stay in yeshiva. You should stay in yeshiva, you learn. I said to him, you know, don't you know, they say that it's a schus for somebody to have children if you serve as a kvater. So he said, whatever schusim you get for being the kvater, you get the same schusim for sitting here and learning the Beis Medrash. It's okay. It's a real good job. So he said, you know, it's okay. You'll get the same schusim. Okay, fine. I ended up not listening to my father because I was like, you know, we just got married. My in-laws wanted us to go. My wife wanted to go, whatever it was. So we ended up going, and I was happy I went. And the Maisa, 9 months to the day from that bris, was the due date of our first child. So I was really excited when we were ready to tell my parents that we were expecting. I was excited to not only tell them we were expecting, I was excited to add the caveat. It was 9 months to the day. I had tremendous covet for my father, don't misunderstand. But you know, I was excited to let him know that, you know, a little egg in his face that, you know, I'm just letting you know this is 9 months to the day of the bris that you told me not to go to. So I went to my father. I said, by the way, you know, we're expecting. He started crying. He's all excited, whatever. And I said, I just want to let you know that it's 9 months to the day from that bris that you told me not to go to. He did not flinch. He said, okay. So I'm like, you know, he said, I told you. Had you stayed in yeshiva, you would have had the same thing. What's the, like, what are you so nispoil about? So again, we never know what's a schus for us and what's not, but over here, the point is that we're so into the quick, it didn't even dawn on me for a second, the schus of Talmud Torah is going to be the same as the chatur on a bris. And we don't think about it that way, but of course it's the same. It's much harder to sit and learn a first Seder than it is to go be a chatur at a bris, but it's much more exciting to go be the chatur at a bris and assume that I can wash my hands and just say, you know, this is it and it's good. And we forget, the Shochuchim, he writes, we forget, ki ikar shleimus ha'adam. How are we supposed to live life? What gives us shleimus in life? And how do we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's by avodas avoda. It's by overcoming challenges. Va'avodas masa, amida b'nesiyonos hachayim. It's overcoming the challenges and impediments and facing the difficulty and then having the fortitude and the strength to be the strong people who we are. That's what gives us shleimus in life. And that's really what gives us the complete composite whole that we're supposed to be.